Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And, you know, I'm from Kansas City.
I do.
And I love the, you know, the Chiefs and the Royals.
And the Jayhawks.
And I'm more of a Missouri Tigers fan.
You can try to squeeze that in.
They're in Kansas on the Missouri side. Very excited that the Royals won the World Series, you know, in 2015.
Like, how many years ago was that?
Well, now it's going to be
keep holding on,
more,
buddy.
Hey, look, it took us, what, like 30 years to get back into the World Series.
And The
other day, I scored this this find whenever I was in a pawn shop, and I looked down, and there was the Royals. There was like this whole thing for a dollar. It was the DVDs of everything from the 2015 World Series.
Oh,
it had
how exciting!
All of their, you know, all of the
dollar,
everything from the postseason, the season highlights, and everything. But as you mentioned, they're not so good now. And if they were good, I don't know, maybe you'd excuse this more, but the Major League Baseball is deep into its off season.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that's why some of the employees of Kauffman Stadium, that's the Kansas City Royals home field, they were caught playing Mario Kart.
Where?
On the big Jumbotron.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, the biggest.
That would be the greatest way to play Mario Kart on the planet.
See, you're sitting there and you're going, you know what would be cool? We ought to hook this into the Jumbotron.
Who will ever know?
And I mean, it was huge. I mean, this thing is so big.
So much fun.
And so what happened was,
they charge people to come in and play.
Well, yeah.
Sell beer.
And so, you know what? You're right. They should have. You're onto a jelly.
I know.
That's what it is. They should look at it, you know. And I'm sure that
the tournament.
Yeah, I'm sure that the bosses are like, all right, guys.
It probably costs a fortune to run the Jumbotron. Yeah, and they have their Wii plugged into
electricity's
it.
Electricity's going up. yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, but you probably helped them because they're probably trying to explain why they did it. And the thing that they can say, well, you know, we need to check out the Jumbotron. We're in the off season. We need to make sure that it's ready.
It's working. Yeah. All the light bulbs are screwed in correctly.
I want to make sure there's no lights out on it. And what you have come up with, I think, is a brilliant idea. They could make money. They should just do a big tournament and put it up on there. And
absolutely. Yeah. The stadium out in Arizona has a restaurant in it. So people go there in the off season all the time.
There you go. One of the TV stations, though, went as far as to send a helicopter to capture aerial footage of the Nintendo Duel. So they found out about it, and then it quickly went viral
on
Twitter. So look it up now, and
Well, I'm sure somebody posted something, which, did they get in trouble?
I don't know yet. At this point, it doesn't sound like it. And I'm looking at it and going, well, yeah, I hope not, because at this point, they should actually, I think, be congratulated for bringing some publicity to the team, because certainly their play on the field is not going to do it. So.
Right, so let these guys do it instead.
All right, so look it up. It's out there, Jill.
I'm totally going to.
All right, there you go, Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7.